Shadow Hills, good afternoon. Well, I'm back. I was at my condominium in Woodland Hills for a long weekend. And if you think things are closed here, back there, everything was 100% shut down. No pool, no gym, no basketball court, no playground, nothing. And so we're doing pretty good here, I think. However, there's new rules and new clarifications to be made, and so here's Kim.
Good afternoon. It's afternoon. Yes, it is. Okay, we're going to talk about, at the board meeting, I announced some proposed rule changes that are being posted for 28 days. That's how we go about making a rule change. And it got back to me that I should explain these in a podcast, so here I am. One nice lady said, I don't listen to the board meeting. I want you to go tell me in a podcast, so here I am. I thought that was pretty funny. So let me first tell you, bring you up to speed. Another person was tested positive for COVID in this complex. This was a person that was part of a golf group of 12, 16, 20 people. I've asked them to tell their group to self-quarantine or be tested, so hopefully that's in the process. But that'll bring you up to speed on one more case. So we're up to 5 cases in the complex. Now, somebody also asked me about street signs. If you all notice that driving around, that we're replacing the street signs. And those street signs are on a schedule where they are replaced, like everything here, because they wear out. But a big complaint of the street signs is you can't see them at night. They're non-reflective. So we got a price on replacing all the street signs to go to a reflective material. So they're in the process of doing that. So if you see street signs being replaced that you think don't need replacing, it's because we're going to a reflective sign so people can see them at night. So that's street signs. Now let's talk about rule changes. There was three main rule changes that people have asked about. The first one let's talk about is a wall dispute over party wall. A party wall is the wall between you and your neighbor. And you share equally. If that wall was demolished by an act of God, nobody's responsible. You would both be responsible for replacing that wall. Now, as far as maintenance of that wall, each neighbor is responsible for painting and maintaining the wall on their side. That totally makes sense. The question came up when a tree from one neighbor's yard grew and was pushing the wall over. So it is not straight up and down anymore. And they contacted the HOA about, what are we going to do about it? And our initial reaction was, this is a dispute between two private property owners, and the HOA does not have jurisdiction. You know, the two homeowners got to work it out or hire lawyers or file suits, do whatever you do, because we're not going to be involved. Well, it turns out that in the CC&Rs, it was pointed out, this is all new territory for us, in the CC&Rs, specifically for party walls, the HOA has to arbitrate it in the case of the party wall. So this additional rule is to explain how that arbitration is going to take place. Because one of the concerns is for us to make a determination on what's good or bad or what's necessary, we feel we need to hire an engineer. And have it inspected and determine what's wrong, who's cause, what's going on. And the HOA doesn't want to pay for that. So this new rule will make it clear that if there's a dispute between the two homeowners that's not worked out and they request the HOA involvement to arbitrate, the two homeowners will be required to pay for the engineering report in order to determine what's going on. And then the HOA will make the determination after that. But we want to make clear for this part that the homeowners will be paying for that structural engineer report. That's the first rule, potential rule. By the way the rule process works is rules can change by posting them for 28 days, Residents give input, and then the board would vote in final rule at the end of the 28-day period in an open session. So whatever's posted is not final. We can make all kinds of changes to that and then come up with the final after the 28 days. So be sure to write in your comments. Okay, the next one that came up a lot had to deal with guests. And this came about, and I totally got the confusion here. And part of the confusion is once we on the board know what a legal definition is, we don't think about it in terms of how you read it, residents. And this is our error. This language is totally confusing that we posted, and I'm going to get some new language out to make it more clear. This came about as a result. Let me first explain. In the CCNRs, in 8.1.1, it states, qualifying resident and qualified permanent resident may have as guests persons under 55 years of age for periods of time up to 60 total days for each guest in a calendar year. Now, we can't change that. That is a CCNR. Now, what that means is people under the age of 55, because that's not a qualified resident, can be here for 60 days per year maximum. After that, if they're not qualified resident, they have to leave. And only 60 days total for the year. So you can do 30 days, 1 month, and so forth. Now, the interesting part is when you look at that rule, it says 60 total days. And the first question that came up, I remember reading about this rule 3 years ago when I first got to the board. There are people who have friends that come visit here 4 times a week. Their buddy from Sun City Palm Desert might come over and they have lunch together 4 times a week. Does that qualify as one of those days? Well, see, that's where it's not clear. This is one of those, what I call the Bob Israel, we need to change this, Bob. And Bob talked about it all the time. The CCNIs are not always clear, and it'd be nice to change it. Well, we're not going to change it. That's not going to happen. We just don't have that ability. So the board's interpretation of 60 days has to deal with a 24-hour period. So it means days and nights. So it's 60 days and nights. So anybody that comes to visit to have lunch with you every day, that doesn't count. And so you could have a guest, the same guest, come every day to play cards. It's fine. So don't get confused about that. Now, this CCNR does not talk about people over the age of 55. That created a problem for us. And the problem came about, I will tell you, the case was a renter who was being evicted from a home. After being evicted from a home, this person was over the age of 55, moved into another resident's home in the complex and never left the complex. The person, the new person, the new homeowner, did not want to register this person as a guest because this person was getting too many citations. And the homeowner didn't want to be responsible. So the way you got around that, the homeowner thought, was I'm not going to register them as a guest. And because the person never left the complex, then they never had to come back in. And so there never had to be a registration. This became an issue of who's responsible, who's not responsible, so forth. So the new rule, the proposed rule change, has to deal with the fact of guests, no matter of age, can only be here 60 days and nights. But the part that's confusing is where we said that the owner has to simultaneously occupy while your guests are here. The intention is not that you have to be present in the house. Under the federal code, what it means by you simultaneously occupied by at least one qualifying resident is one of the people in the home has to be using the home at some point. In other words, so if you are the owner of a home and you use that home, whether it's for 6 months or all year long, you are the qualifying resident that may have a guest. You do not have to be present when your guest is there. So it's very possible that you might be in Minnesota and you have some relative stay in your home. That's fine. you are the qualifying resident simultaneously at the same time that a guest is staying there. Doesn't mean you have to be there. Now, because of that confusion, we're going to rewrite this section and repost. Doesn't mean we repost for 28 days. We're just going to send this out to make it more clear. All we mean is you have to be the person that uses the home in order to have the guest. Here's an example of somebody who cannot have a guest. If you're a landlord and you rent your home, you're not a qualified resident at that point. You are a landlord renting out your home. The renter would be the person who could have the guest. You would not be able to have a guest. That's what we're trying to get to here. So that part will be updated and fixed so we clarify. But for all intents and purposes, what it means is anybody of any age who stays here for 60 days and nights, they are no, as a guest, they can no longer stay. They either have to re-register as a qualified resident if they want to stay. Now, this gets to be of concern because, for instance, we have had residents apply for a permanent resident status for a friend because the friend wants to use the tennis courts and the friend wants to get a deal on golf and the friend wants to go to the weight room when there's no restrictions. You see what can happen here? So our responsibility and obligation is to the residents first, not guests. And there are some residents who are trying to take advantage. This helps stop it. It makes it clear that you are going to be a qualified resident in order to get the qualified resident status, like transponders, resident ID cards, which grants you certain benefits. So no, your guest, your friend who lives in Sun City, Palm Desert, can't get a transponder, can't get a resident ID card, and we don't want them to. So this will clarify. That's what it's about. We'll fix that one section to make that more clear. The next rule change that's up for review is political signs. And this one, I will probably take fault for just forgetting to do this every year we have an election. And after the board election every year, I go, you know, we gotta make this more clear to everybody. So what happened is this. Back in 2000, way back in the beginning, 2008, 2014, if you go back and look at those rules, there was a rule about political signs. And this is what it said. Residents are permitted to post one political sign no more than 30 days prior to an election. They're to be removed immediately the day after. Can't violate state or local thing. Now, the issue with that was, which stayed for years with one sign, was when the board has their election and there's three candidate spots, a lot of residents said, why can't I put up a sign for each candidate? And that won the day. When I got on the board, homes were allowed to put up one sign for each candidate, and that's then when the limit became three. The board just used a guideline of saying three signs total. Then the state came out with some new guidelines for political signs, and we thought we would get out of this easily by simply quoting that we have to follow the state code. The problem was we didn't put in the defining specifics, and so everybody every year asks, what are the specifics? How many signs can I put up? How big can they be? All that stuff. We are now going to put back in the restrictions. Under the state code, we cannot prohibit political signs. We will restrict their use. How many, how long they can be up, how big they can be, etc. Now, I understand, because so many people have written me this, and I'll give you the other viewpoint. There are some people who believe that the state code means that we can't restrict any political sign whatsoever at any time and regardless of number. If that is the case, and if you all think that's how we should interpret this, it would mean a person could put up 50 signs in their front yard, 9 square feet each, and they could leave them up all year long. I don't agree with that. Not at all. So we're going to put restrictive language in the boards in the past. The last 4 years, the boards have not agreed with that interpretation of the state code. We are not prohibiting you putting up a political sign. We're going to restrict it to 30 days before the election, one sign per candidate, three signs maximum. So that's what the new language is all about. So if you go back to the old rules, you'll see the old restriction of one sign. We thought that, you know, that was just not going to work. So it's three signs, 30 days in advance, 9 square feet, take them down as soon as it's over. For everybody that thinks there should be no restriction at all, you need to write that to the board so that can be part of the consideration come into the month. I am hopeful that the majority of residents don't want to look at political signs all year long, any amount in the front yards of every single home. I think that might get a little out of hand. So there are the three proposed rule changes. Hopefully I cleared it up. In the meantime, please be careful. Stay away from each other. Wear masks. We are not out of this yet. But if everybody's diligent, we'll get there sooner than we think. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks for listening. We're out of here. Bye-bye.